Good afternoon. This is Chairman Brad Holton. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 1:30 start time on fiscal budget year 2025 workshops. And let's start with fleet.
Good afternoon, Commissioner.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Clerk, Greg. I guess we can go down this however direction you would like. Start at the top and go to the bottom?
Well, just go over general how things are going and what you see as possibly changes in general terms, and then we can turn the page and then look at the line items. And
well, things are going quite well, actually. Things are moving along in the shop. There's always plenty to do there. This year will be the third year of a rotation plan for a lot of our elected officials, departments, and throughout the county. We're growing just like everybody else, but we're gonna keep moving with that. One of these days, we'll have the rest of our shop back, and we'll be able to take on a little bit more. Hoping that's sooner than later, but we're doing quite well with what we've got. So I'm not complaining. Just heads up, eventually we're gonna have to grow.
Yeah. Well, commission monitors it daily right out that window. Pretty soon there's gonna be stuff going on, and that's indicator that you're gonna get some more space.
Well, good.
Chief? Yes.
I'm a big fan of looking back.
Okay.
Well, this current fiscal year, we actually changed up the fleet budget quite a bit. We consolidated the fuel, some of the vehicle purchasing, the mileage reimbursement. I'd like kind of like to hear how that's been going this fiscal year, the advantages, whatever this director thinks, how it's going.
I'm looking from the outside in, it looked like you got the freedom to have made some purchases that would have been a little bit arduous otherwise. And so how did that feel on your end, and how did it work?
That's quite a relief, especially in the world we're in today with having the ability to get things. I mean, you got to move when it's time to move, and of course buying in quantity is a huge difference. Huge difference in money is simplifies things as well. So thank you for that. There's, you know, even everything from the vehicle lines, maintenance lines, insurance lines, it's been a huge difference. I would be willing to bet that we've saved quite a lot. We will have saved a lot this year in just mileage. Just one of those things that's just looked at.
Right.
Chairman, I want to say great job hanging in there, Director Tolman. This was an engagement that's been ongoing for the past several years. It made a lot of sense. We just didn't gain traction until we had board support and the chief operating officer that dug through that. So that's really good information for the public to know that the efficiency of government was put into place with this plan to consolidate everything to fleet and give you the buying power as the director for that department. That's a great win for Kenyon County.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. I was just curious.
Okay. Well, you want to start with revenues? All these blue lines here, the last couple are quite a bit shorter. I want to look at that a little differently, because before we had fuel reimbursement into that, and now we don't. There's not a fuel reimbursement line. That's one of those things that we were double doing, and we don't have to anymore. Saves a ton of time, non-billing departments, just to say we build a department. We know we're spending the money. We know where it is. You want to know who's spending what? We have that in our records. Okay. So that's one of those places where it's just made it so much more efficient. So those lines technically aren't as big as they look. So yes, our request is just a little bit higher this year, but in capital, the shop itself has been fairly stable for quite a few years. Chemicals, those kind of things that have gone up, but overall that's been pretty stable. But as the rest of the county grows, a lot of my budget is there for what I call other people's money to get their equipment, their vehicles, their upfitting, that kind of stuff. Revenue, we do some outside work for outside agencies when possible. That's kind of a come and go thing. I'm planning on shop fees. I've left that at 70. And right now, even before, we've got quite a bit, still a half a year to go when it comes to upfitting for other agencies, ambulance, CPD, those kind of things. That number is actually at 128,671 now after an AC yesterday. So that's about $58,000 over what we'd have planned. So do we, if we want to bump that up, I would suggest we don't go more than 150. And here's the reason why. The last couple of years, everybody's had grants. ARPA money, EB,
right.
EB grants, and all of that stuff. Some of that vehicle money to catch up is going to be running out as well. So I can't say that, yes, these other agencies are going to need the help. We will be doing some repair on different types of equipment, of course, but I hate to overspeak that without knowing where they're going to be. I like to over get it for us, but I don't want to falsely say we can do that. So that would be up to you if you want to bump that up just a little bit.
Chairman, commissioners, pull up on PowerPoint. You can see over the last, going back to 2018, really 21, we hit the 100, you know, six digits, 100,000 plus, and consistently hitting that. Last year, it's on the sheet, 137. We've already realized 96 when 70 was budgeted. So, of course, we've realized this revenue. It's just, as I look at the details on the 96, and I think Director Tolman can, it's probably what he was referring to right now, I see that there's some chunks from the city of Caldwell, city of Parma. It sounds like, from what you're describing, it's possible Parma, Caldwell, they may or may not continue to use us. There's no like contractual obligation.
Yeah, they may not be overloaded. They're overloaded on upfitting, and we take care of most of the police equipment maintenance. We try not to compete with the public, but there's a point where you got to keep cop cars on the road. Same with fire department.
Right.
Mr. Chairman.
A lot of the Caldwell stuff there is fire department as well.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
What year did the grant money start really kicking in on that?
When did ARPA money start? 2020?
Yeah, probably.
Right in there?
Sounds about right.
So would you think 100,000 would be...
I think if we put that there, I don't see us not making that. I don't.
Okay.
Not for next year. I mean, we're still going to be doing a little bit of catch-up for everybody. And we'll be doing a lot of work on that line for some of our county agencies as well.
Right.
Okay.
Like the ambulance.
Contract with you for the work, or you just
that we do, yeah.
So they can contract with that clear up to the last day of December this year. So if they don't have the funds spent somewhere else.
Well, we're just finishing up one of their vehicles. Okay. Rolled out this afternoon. So.
Chairman?
That's around $8,000.
And I was at a convention, I think, when the ambulance district presented, but have they eliminated the work that they were doing with the other mark for their fleet shop, and now it's all in yours?
No.
No. Okay.
When we get the rest of the building back, that's our intention.
Okay.
So we're doing the best we can to hold as much of that line as we can so it's not going outside, but a lot of it will be until we can actually say we can bring you in, we can deal with your diesel, we can deal with your upfitting, all of that.
Okay.
I just don't have the room or the amount of guys for that. But I will make them priority over any other agency.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd be in support of moving it up to 100.
Yeah, I would too.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Chairman, commissioners, we'll take note of that and include that in the follow-up. The only maybe advantages of keeping it low is if you over-realize that income and you want to open the budget back up, you can claim it as unexpected revenue to do budget amendment stuff. But when you budget the revenues close to actual, then there isn't... I don't know what the history has been with the fleet, if there's been issues in the past of having to open the budget up end of the year. So if that's not really a concern, I just want to be careful not knowing the history of the county and how to, because the other thing I notice here, and I know Director Tolman is just about to get into that, is I have on PowerPoint, you see damage to vehicles. My guess is that subrogation?
Yes.
That's recaptured. Like that was budget zero this year. I don't know what it was. And we've realized 60,000 here today. And that, again, that's getting monies back for other parties being liable for damage. I think I'm describing that correctly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, and if we did insurance work in the fleet department for those repairs, I would charge the outside insurance company. Mm-hmm. And we get paid for that. So that's some of that other outside work. But please keep in mind that $20,000 down in outside parts. The purpose of that is so I can buy pieces for these outside agencies or insurance companies to do that job. And then all of that comes back marked up into those lines of revenue. So I just want you to know $20,000 of that is not profit.
And Mr. Chair, just last year, the damaged vehicles, that was a new GL code that was created.
Well,
just so you know. And also on the other miscellaneous revenue, that's if we send vehicles to auction. So the receipted money for those that go into that revenue line, that wasn't happening before. That was just going into current expense, as far as I understood.
So I think that's a good point to make clarification that for both those lines, we want the revenue coming back to trail the expense where the department generated that cost. So.
Yeah. Just provide a little backstory.
Keep the assets where they should be.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, we'll still have one more auction this year. And so that'll probably double. I know we've got in the shop fees work sitting there to be finished before October, another probably $40,000 that'll be going into that.
Chairman, can I ask a question, clarifying question for the clerk? So clerk, I understand your point on the keeping the revenues close to actual. Were you referring when you made that comment to the shop fees? Because their revenues are in excess for... which I know you understand, but...
Yeah, I just was curious. Folks in this room would know more. Like, if the budget, the revenues were booked lower than expected, knowing that you'd beat them, and if the county was in the habit of opening the budget up and almost treating it like...
unanticipated revenue.
anticipated revenue to cover some additional costs that maybe prior commissioners didn't want to commit to on the authorized expenditure line and wait and see.
Shop.
Let's wait and see mid-year how the revenues are. Okay, we're good. All right, Director Tolman, go ahead and go buy these other things with the mid-year budget amendment.
Right.
Seeing that that's not the, it seems like everything on the authorized list is what you need to run fleet. There isn't like you're holding back on a few things that's based on.
No,
so,
no, that's yeah. Goes back and we'll use it next year.
Yeah. So
increasing it will be a more accurate.
Right.
Dollars. Every little dollar makes a difference. Again, it doesn't mean we're going to realize more revenue. We've realized the revenue. It just books are going to be more accurate, and so I'm all for trying to show when we eventually get to the L2 and we're showing revenue other than taxes for that to be as accurate as possible so that the other thing is the more accurate we get on that, then there's not as much cushion built in.
Yes.
So, but the goal is to be more accurate and let our budget actually be what we project things to look like, barring some variables that can affect it. But so that if you're tightening the variance as far as end of year, what we're spending, what we're realizing in revenue should look closer to what we're putting on. Yeah.
And to your point, I think that embraces our motto of trust, that when the taxpayer looks at what we budgeted and then how we allocated those to keep, to your point in that introductory meeting, you look at the trends and keep your revenues at a reasonable projection and you spend what you say you're going to spend. And we know we can't always get that 100%, but I'm totally in favor of what you're saying. And I have been behind that effort for a number of years.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're going to move that to 100,000 on the shop revenue, or on the shop fees, which is fine. I think we'll be okay there. If it doesn't hit that peak, just know why.
Yep.
They didn't get grants either.
Yep.
Okay.
But your budget's still fully funded, so
yes.
It's not like
we're not going to come back.
Your expenditures are contingent on your revenues. So, yeah.
Fuel reimbursement, as Greg said, is not in there anymore. A budget is staying stable. There's really not a lot of changes. One of my major changes was vehicle license. We just had to bump that up a little bit because the cost of that's gone up. It takes almost as long to make a license plate now as it does a car. For some reason.
Well, you know how it goes.
When we get moving down the road, service contracts, we do have a raise in that, and what that is it's our faster fleet management program that tracks all of our expenses, all of our technicians, what type of work they're doing, how many hours or what time they have spent on any particular job. When I do these outside agencies, I most of the time, unless it's a straight up bid for an upfit job, we charge real time. If it takes an hour and 15 minutes, then that's what we charge for. We're able to get reports from that system, what the cost of the vehicle, the true cost of the vehicles to where we are with that vehicle, where's its status along the line of whether it's getting close to time to get rid of, its mileage line, how much it's actually costing us. You can have a car with 20,000 miles on it and cost you more money than a 150,000 mile car in some cases, just because it's always breaking. That's something that we want to find and get rid of. So those are the things that we're seeing. We're able to track productivity across the board, which is huge. And then our fuel system ties into that as well. So basically, we've been holding out on the web for a while. We're the last holder outers. But we've been kind of working on this with IT for years, knowing it's going to have to happen. And that there's a little, there's, what was that, $78,000, I think, was the cost of that. And then it has a maintenance plan as well. So it will change us from being all ourselves in our own little server to being on web and in the cloud with the rest of the world. And it's a government cloud.
Yeah.
So it's safe and it's backed up.
Can we have cake and ice cream when this happens? Or?
It opens up a lot of functionality.
It does.
Use abroad for the director, and it's definitely in the domestic cloud. But I think part of the service contracts is not for the additional trackers for vehicle assets.
There is. Kind of split up last year. Being able to get those pieces of equipment's been kind of tough, but they're here now. And we did a portion of what we had to do last year at the end of the year, and we've done the last group this month. We actually got the stuff in. So they are in, and that's working. But we're good.
I'm watching you.
I'm trying.
He's a pretty innocent guy. He doesn't need speed.
I respect it.
We have a really good group of drivers. We really do. Very seldom do I get a text that says, hey, this guy is being stupid. But yeah, that money is also in those service contracts as well. Okay. So those were the raises there, and that will be continuing. Now the $78,000 for the movement to web is a one-time deal.
One time, yeah.
The trackers, that's continuous movement.
Chairman, what's the life on the tracker, Mark?
Boy, I wish I could accurately, but I'm going to probably say 2 to 3 years, and they'll come up with next stage of coolness, and the old ones won't work anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's electronics.
Yeah.
Kind of like your cell phone.
Okay.
But yeah, a couple of years we should be good, and then we'll have to rotate it out. One thing about it, with this contract, their equipment, we're just renting it.
I see.
So when it's changed this time, we're not going out and spending a ton of money on new equipment that's only going to last.
Right. No, I appreciate that. So, yeah.
The price is quite comparable. I put the pencil to it, and it's actually cheaper to go this way.
Yeah. Good job.
I think the next raise that we might want to talk about is upfitting. Unless somebody sees some.
The only question I had is, have you had your employees' positions and titles and market comparisons done for a while through HR?
Yeah, well, we've worked on that. We got kind of halfway through that, and then things changed. We have been watching it. We've been staying up. There are a couple places where I want to make some changes in the job descriptions, but I think this next year is the time to do that for us, because that's when we can move them into different positions.
Okay.
Chairman, can I ask?
Just so we're working towards that, it doesn't catch us in a lurch.
Right.
Yes.
Sorry for interrupting. The captain, obvious question, the radio equipment, the radio R equipment and the video equipment, that's all time that, because you didn't have anything allocated since 21, but that's just the rotation period to upgrade all of that equipment?
Yes. Yes, let's go back to that. We'll find it here. Video equipment, those are in-car video systems, but we had a small line for video repair. And that's where that equipment's at.
Okay.
It, where it's not capital because they're under certain.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, we have got to update some video equipment. It's going to work together with, we've got 2 years into the new style Sonic, which is iPro, mm-hmm. in the vehicles. If everything goes as planned, the sheriff's office side, their body cams will link with that. So it's all one big system. So it's kind of a cool deal because it's the cereal, the milk, the bowl, everything, and the spoon, where before we've had that stuff scattered all over the place.
Wow.
And when they turn the lights on the car, body cam comes on. That kind of syncing.
Yeah.
Goes to the same storage.
So, Chairman, we have Lieutenant Flores here. So we heard some of that in your budget presentation from the sheriff, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and so help me just put the pieces together. I'm for it. But was there a line allocated in the sheriff's budget for those body cams, or that just all comes out of here? And
there okay. is. That's on their end.
Okay.
See, if it's screwed, glued, or tattooed to the car, it's on my end.
Okay.
Tattooed to the deputy.
So it's an in tandem.
Yeah.
It's rather graphic, and I've got a very clear picture now.
Mr. Chairman, just to record that, video equipment, 542230, that's a brand new line item for this year.
Oh, it is. Okay.
It was created to kind of split out the upfitting costs.
Okay.
Yeah, you could have said it any better. Could have said it
Chairman, I'm going to say it one more time, that there's a great teamwork effort between offices and departments in the county to work collaboratively to provide mandated services for the benefit of citizens, and this is another one of those, so thank you.
I'm very fortunate that we have a very good working relationship with the sheriff's office.
Mm-hmm.
An outstanding group.
So there was the video and radio side of that.
Right.
So back to radios, yes, the sheriff has, I listened to their budget as well, and yes, they have a place for a cache of radios.
Mm-hmm.
Those are handheld, those are emergency purpose stuff. These are screwed to the car.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification, Director Tolman.
And so is the radar.
So is the radar.
Updating, we are quite surprised this year. We're pretty much set. Everything's in stock. But we are at 6 months or 7 months throughout the year, we are bottomed out on that upfitting line. And a lot of it had to do with some, not just the sheriff's office, other upfitting for the county, our departments. Under the commissioners, some maintenance things, some weed work, things like that. Kind of pulled us down on that, so I needed to raise that line, and full well knowing that some of that electronics equipment is going to be raised about 30% in the next year. Now I've just had a meeting today, and I'm working on a plan to do some volume pricing. Kind of head that off, but mm-hmm. it's just the way of the world right now, and so I don't want to end up having a car sitting here and not being able to get the light bar on it. So, that kind of rolls us to capital, right? We have police vehicles, and we have other van vehicles. So those will be your general line. That being said, on the sheriff's side, we normally would have a 10 car a year rotation for their 40 just patrol, but keep in mind there's also another 10 to 14 cars on, I don't want to call it oddball stuff, but different type of work that the deputies are doing that aren't right on patrol teams. So you can't just look at that and go, okay, there's only 40 cars. There's 52 cars.
Okay.
Okay, because you got one out of licensing, you got a special traffic situation, you got SROs, you got a lot of different paperwork type stuff. Anyway, normally we had a 10-car rotation per year, and but the sheriff's department hopefully will be able to fill another with their plan, put another 4 on as well. I have that included in their vehicle line as well. So that's why it will be showing 14 vehicles. Patrol. It was $700,000, and that includes the 4 new deputies. And then there are 5 vehicles that are either CID, administration, or jail vehicles. We have them all under administration line.
Okay.
And we have 5 of those that needed to be moved through, whether it be transport or detective cars that need to be rotated.
What do we do with the old vehicles?
We would auction them off.
Chairman, can I ask for...
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
In some cases, now that we've got things put together where they should be in the first place, I may be able to trade some of those in earlier and utilize that asset just a little bit better. So this is going to be a new year with everything being in one place, and I think it's going to show a great way to
some efficiencies,
spend the money on these things.
Yeah,
utilize the money that the asset that's already there.
Mm-hmm. Chairman, can I ask a clarifying question? So, 14 patrol vehicles, 10 annually rotated, with an additional 4 for new patrol on the 320 line, and then the general vehicles, when you were talking about the sealed, where did you include those? Is that there with the $480,000?
Yes, the general vehicles. Yeah. And also those 4 deputies are the upfitting.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Into the upfitting line.
Okay.
That was part of that raise.
Part of that raise. Okay.
And to finish that question, so Commissioner Brooks helped me with the notes on there. Thank you for that. But we also have fleet vehicles. Are you rotating out any general fleet vehicles?
Those would be facilities, 3 pickups.
Okay. Gotcha.
That's 60K apiece, juvenile probation. Their normal rotation is 2. Their vehicles come back, and they will be put in place for the assessor to go out and do their job, where we're not paying mileage anymore. We're building up their fleet. They've got enough there, but I'll have to take some out. And they've done, 13,000 miles this year? 1,300. Anyway, not enough quite to pay for a car yet. So we're going to keep using our rotated in stuff.
Okay.
And keep them moving.
Thank you. And thank you for the good notes, Sarah.
Juvenile probation rolls back into that. Prosecuting attorney, 1 car. IT, 1 vehicle. Parks, a van. And that's it this year on those.
And are you... Parks picked up a van last year, right?
They are utilizing an old jail van.
So are they going to rotate that out? Okay.
180-something thousand miles on it.
Okay.
It was just to get us by until we could actually
gotcha.
Fill that.
Thanks.
And let's see. There was an equipment line, and I had 48. It was in there. And And that is to replace the fuel dispenser at the fuel island.
Can you tell us again the line, Mark, please? What line you're talking about?
I guess it would be machinery. I apologize. It was machinery line.
Okay.
That 45.9 is, for the biggest part, the plan for that is to update that fuel dispenser.
Okay.
It's a blending dispenser, so it's going to have to be, I'm hoping that Gilbarco will have their new stuff out by then. Sounds like January. But getting a blending dispenser that doesn't have six options on it, you know, from E20 to E85,
yeah.
All we need is E85 and regular fuel. So hopefully we can get that dumbed down a little bit, because the more of that computer equipment, those readouts, that kind of stuff going on that we don't actually use, that's just more stuff to break. So we're trying to get a dispenser that will actually do what we need it to do. It will blend, but it's not overcomplicated. It will last for a lot longer.
Chairman, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Mark, did you calculate, you're kind of a numbers guy, but did you calculate the savings that realized, or were there savings realized by having our own car wash as opposed to going out?
Boy, that's a tough number to put to it. Can we do it for less than $1? We can probably do it for less than 50 cents a car. Now, if you want to look at the real time as how much you're paying the guy to drive it down the across town and then ride through the car wash and grab a cup of coffee on the way back. So that's where we're seeing the big savings. But yes, my guys aren't out there at their wage scrubbing cars. You know, what do you pay, $8 to get your car washed if you do the drive through?
Or more.
At least.
Yeah.
That's the floor.
Now, Lieutenant Flores wants to know where to go get it for $8.
I see him out there all the time.
And all I wanted to, yeah, my point was that was another cost-saving move. It was an initial capital investment that we contemplated, but the ARPA funds, it's returning, is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Huge.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty exciting because you just have thing after thing that you're getting more exact on and saving money on, and this kind of several of those are, it's the first year and you really haven't had a full year, and it's you're looking good. I appreciate all of the things that you brought forward to change. That's good.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
With our updated policy that's working well, that's question number one. And then, are there anything else that we need to do to help your department with efficiencies?
Just send money. Just like my kids would say.
Commissioner Van Beek does a leading question. It's doing well. So if it's not, you have the freedom to say.
It has been working well.
Good.
I think we're looking good. I've got a great team.
That's why I was concerned about the HR thing. I just see that you're building such a lean, mean team that...
lean them out so far they go away.
That's right, right. Absolutely. Yeah.
They've done well. We're going to keep up with time. We're in a good spot right now.
Good.
As I don't have room to put other people on, yes, I'm loading a little more stuff on them. But I'd like to see that this year. You know, I think if there was, as we maybe did an across-the-board type possibility, that's going to keep us in line.
Okay. Chief?
Mr. Kind of looking back again on the mileage consolidation and that user agreement on the vehicle use policy, kind of some interesting numbers. This all adds up. But in FY23, our actual spend for mileage reimbursements for countywide was $38,800. If you look at year to date in FY24, we've spent $8,800 total. And we've only got about 3 months left. So we're trending to save quite a bit through that consolidation. I know a lot of that through the assessor, getting them county vehicles. But I think that's another metric to hit from last year on the consolidation. It is saving us some money. Mm-hmm. It's 30 grand. 30 grand is 30 grand.
I agree. And
it also saves some liability.
Yeah, definitely. Scary liability.
Yep.
Those soft dollars that, you know, all we see on paper are huge.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
It is. Thanks for bringing that out.
Chairman?
Yes.
Just not having institutional knowledge, I'd like to, on the record, just ask a couple of questions to clarify. I think on your sheet, Director Tolman, you had that some of these things are ongoing, like they're in a cycle. But I just clarify the auto. Oh, let me go back up here. The video equipment, that's a $96,000 increase. You don't expect that to be a $96,000 request for FY26, or do you?
I do.
You do? So is this going to be a new ongoing every year?
We're hoping that we'll get a gap before the technology comes to end of life. That's where we were 2 years ago.
Would it then go on to a cycle, or is it like...
Then go back to a cycle again. Yes.
And how often do you think? Once every 5 years or 10? Okay.
If I had to guess, that cycle starts about every 6 years, just okay. Like a computer. They are computers.
Gotcha. It just helps provide a little context. Same with the radio equipment?
Yep.
Because that's a 60.
Yep.
Do you expect the same request next year?
Yep.
And then FY27, it comes back down? Or
we're adding cars. That's
okay.
For general speaking, we're in the second year of a 4-year rotation.
Gotcha.
4 to 5 year, depending on, you know, we don't want to jump the gun and not have employees utilizing stuff. Mm-hmm. But when I guess anybody in technology would say that that's probably something you need to figure that, you know, if you do a 5 to 8 year cycle on a vehicle, by that time, some of that stuff's outdated or it's wore the heck out. You'd be surprised how wore out a radio can get, even though it just sits there in a little box, yeah. But it gets used constantly, it gets hot, it gets cold.
Okay.
And we also need to keep in mind that Sheriff's Office, along with Fleet, is changing the platform of their cameras, maybe the cloud solution, so you're seeing that cost as well on that shift. So this year really is a new of that new technology.
Okay. And then there's two other questions. The upfitting vehicles, that increase, that's just kind of the cost of goods has gone up.
Cost of goods and those 4 deputies, we have to upfit those 4 cars.
And but this is also where you're putting, if you're helping Caldwell or Parma or something, is this the cost incurred with the parts? No, that's separate.
That is county stuff. That's why we had that other line to try to buy piece. Those times when we had to buy something to do a repair or upfit for outside agencies.
But you have sufficient authorization in your request. Like if you got an increase of requests from Caldwell, Parma, other agencies.
It would get tough because, yes, I have got to the point on that line that we lost the opportunity to make a little bit on it.
Well, I
had to go and use their accounts.
Yes, where I'm going is I would want to avoid that sort of situation if the understanding is it's just a cost incurred only if there's an opportunity to charge back, which means it's then you're foregoing an opportunity. I mean, it's your call on whether or not you have room, the capacity, the time to be able to service. But
I would like to see that at a higher amount, but I was trying to be a little bit more frugal there and thinking that, you know, if things slow down.
Which line is that?
That is
outside parts.
Yeah. And it is up to $12,000.
Yeah.
So we did overspend that, or not overspend it, but we hit our peak on that, if I remember right.
What's that, 555-4226? This one?
Shop.
Oh, outside parts. Yeah, I see you're over year to date. But you're still under overall on the B, so it doesn't require anything. But yeah, so that's why you
liked it. At that point, I had to say, whoa, and now we can't make money on those parts anymore. And we're in a position where we can. I mean, we're not.
I viewed the budget. I mean, it's up to you, commissioners and Director Tolman. If you up that and there's an understanding, it's just authorization to spend. It's not you're incurring the cost necessarily unless the opportunity arises and he has the authorization to go ahead and expend, knowing that there's going to be a chargeback or offsetting revenue line, then it's just an opportunity cost that's being lost if this is limited. And if Director Tolman feels that his B budget's going to be scrutinized as a whole, and in this case, he was over on outside parts year to date and shop supplies. I mean, those are, but I don't know. I'll leave it to you. I'm just trying to understand how the money passes through, kind of.
Right, Chairman. But what I heard you say is it really becomes budget neutral. We're just expensing the parts and then charging it back out.
Actually, opportunity, if I understand, Chairman, it's marked up within the labor.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I'll let him speak to that. So you incur the cost, but you're actually getting more revenue. It's more than just washing it. It's you're actually getting.
What's it need to be?
What's that?
What's it need to be?
Right.
If we are trying to keep up with this year, it probably needed to be near $100,000.
$100,000?
That's what I've had to say. Wait.
Gee, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, maybe 10 more or something.
That's what I thought.
You and me were on the same page.
No, we got to go buy this on your.
I wonder why the clerk picked it up.
Yeah. Chairman?
Yes.
Can we include that as a placeholder with the notation that there is an opportunity to for the fleet to capitalize on that? I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but
we're looking at an opportunity to be a volume installer in this area for a lighting company.
And it saves us money because we're a purchaser of the same equipment.
Yeah.
So it's about being more efficient for the county.
So I would be in favor of that.
It's good business. Yeah. I mean, you don't say, okay, well, in the other outside of government, you can't say, okay, well, just take this honey at cost, even though I had to go get it, and I had to do all the work to get it down to that cost.
Yeah.
I still got to keep my lights on.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to be a long time before we're paying the whole cost, where we're actually covering our building or everything.
Yeah.
But it's kind of nice to be able to say, yes, we paid for our guys.
Yeah. Commissioner Brooks, is always good to say, let's keep this in the budget to see where we end up. But with the information that's been provided, I would be in favor of raising that line.
Yep.
$100,000.
Okay, that's a technically, it's a yes. So let's put it up to $100K if that's a reasonable.
You want to add $100,000 or you want $100,000 more than what's there, Director?
I think we could put that at $100,000 and let's see where that goes.
If you had the opportunity, well, to have the space back in the fleet, what does that number grow to be?
As far as the volume of parts,
quite a bit.
The ticket here is the volume side. Now we put it on our shelf. We know we have the job to send out to coming. Okay.
Joseph De House.
And they're, most agencies are very quick about getting us paid, and they're very good about it. So, yeah, if we're at a volume installer's pricing.
Chairman, Director Tolman, should we raise the placeholder for the shop fee on the revenue?
Oh.
To 100.
Oh, on that?
You would bring that up.
I was going to ask.
Well, you know, we could, because I think we would see that.
It's an in out, so.
We would see that.
Yeah.
So we're, yeah.
Let's do that.
I mean, there's going to be a correlation, right, on both.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing that up, Clerk.
Yeah. One other thing that will seem really.
He wants it back.
Very minimal. I talked to Director Tolman briefly. So windshield repair gets charged at tort. We talked. Director Tolman was fine with absorbing that in his budget. So for context, it's about $6,000 year to date that's been charged on all of these nickel and dime windshield repairs that go under tort. I forgot the line item you mentioned. It's not in the presentation. So
I'd like to add that back into the insurance reimbursement line.
Okay,
that is the line.
3311. Insurance reimbursement repairs.
Mm-hmm. I'm in favor.
I'm in favor.
So I thought was.
Let's do it.
What's that?
12.
Maybe 10 would cover. So that should maybe go to 35. Or what is your budget?
You're saying we're at 6.5 a year.
Well, we're about
wait till
almost
chip,
three quarters through a year.
Comes.
I gotcha. But I think 10.
All right. We'll make it work.
Yeah.
What line was that?
Insurance reimbursement repairs, 533311.
Okay.
So 35.
It's kind of in a weird spot there. Yeah.
Proposed increasing that to 35.
Okay.
Can we decide on
this? And which line item were you putting in revenue on the 100?
What did shop fees go up to?
What would you propose? 150?
Okay.
Nice.
Good. So 615 goes up.
Oh, you guys are amazing.
It's at the very top.
Well, we're showing more expense. I mean, increasing the expense by
and revenues. I'm sorry.
Well, 7 to 150 means we move that up to what, 80,000? It looks like a gap, but you're going to realize possibly more revenue, or you're not going to spend that money.
Right. If you don't spend it, it's not there.
And the only thing I would encourage, and I think the BOCC and Director Tolman, when we do the quarterly budget reports moving forward, having this big line item in the B budget for something, it has, you know, there's kind of these strings attached, even though there's, you don't nickel and dime a lot of things in the B budget, you allow the flexibility to roll over. I just want to make sure, and I don't think Director Tolman would do this, is take that $100,000 placeholder and then go spend it on a bunch of other things in the B budget just to come under budget that are not, for it to, you know, sort of create like a padding for other things that are not. I think this conversation was good because there's a very clear logical connection to the opportunity to do more work.
Right.
Back, but you need to cash flow on the front end.
That in our view is like an enterprise fund. We don't touch it unless it's being done for that.
Right. Clerk.
COO and clerk, I would like to say something. I can't bite my tongue no longer. We have a very specialized, talented crew of men that work in our department, women too. But because of what they build, it is a specialty to do that. Not anyone can outfit a law enforcement, ambulance, fire, any emergency vehicle. It is considered a specialized piece of equipment. You have to be licensed. You have to be skilled to do that. With that being said, when our guys send vehicles out, they get noticed. And that brings in more work from other outside agencies when they've seen what we do. I do foresee our revenue going up because these people see what our technicians are capable of doing. And we need to do what we can to keep those guys there as well. So we have a great department and they're very talented. I just couldn't keep it in no longer. Sorry.
Mr. I will tell you, Chief Stoll from the ambulance district has told me that very much. Their ambulance, they get back, they're impeccably done. And he really likes the workmanship because it's an art.
We haven't put this on the record yet, but it's an award-winning, a national-winning fleet department under the direction of Mark Tolman. Thank you.
And I guess that we're open for any questions.
Why didn't we do all this sooner, Mark? Oh, I know why. Okay, never mind.
Good presentation. I like where we're headed and all of the multiple steps that you're taking. Good team. Good crew that you have.
Yes, it is. And they're all great. Don, thank you for your help in that department as well.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. If there isn't anything else, let's take a 10-minute break.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Let's take a 10-minute break. Thank you. Yeah.